welcome to the broadcast with Amanda, Shandy, and Colleen. My name is Colleen.
My name is Amanda.
And I'm Shandy.
Welcome to the show, everybody. It's season 3, episode 32, episode number 132. What's up?
Hey, hey.
Hello.
What the listeners don't know already is, well, they're about to find out. We've been totally recording for the last, 45 minutes for our patron bonus content show, which will be dropping yesterday when you're hearing this. So go check it out. As part of the Patreon stuff for the $5 or more level, I can never say this right. If you're at the $5 or more level, there we go. We are doing bonus content on the patrons feed. And ours dropped on Thursday the 28th, and it was some material that we had previously cut from our regular episodes, and then we did a really fun game, of which we will probably play a little bit more of in this show to entice you to go over there. If you'd like to become a patron and aren't already, go to patreon.com/JaneJack or go to janejack.com and click on the Become a Patron link at the top of the website on the right-hand page, and... yeah, okay, that's what I got. Well, I just saved us five whole minutes at the end of the show.
Nice.
All right.
Yep. Good stuff. Get in on that.
Anyway, how's it going? Shandy, a belated happy birthday.
Thank you.
Happy, happy.
Thanks. It looked awesome.
Thanks.
I saw you got penis cactus. Penis cacti.
I got penis
multiple.
Cactus. Multiple. Just one for me.
Peni cacti.
If any of the listeners / either of you were paying very close attention to our Insta feed on Friday, you may have noticed a picture of 3 penis cacti that was then taken down within an hour because Frank had gone to the market, and as he was getting all his vegetables and fruits and everything, he saw these cacti that were shaped just very much like penises, peni, if you will, peni cacti. And he was just immediately drawn to them, like, oh, my God. And then the guy, gave a deal if you bought 3. And he was like, yeah, 3. He's like, okay. So for our good friend Tasia, who loves penises, peni, and then for our roommate, and then for me. So he got 3. And I was so excited about the cacti that I insta'd it. And then afterwards... realized that Frank wasn't going to be able to give Tasia hers until a couple days later. And I was like, shit, if she sees the picture, it will be spoiled. And that's not really the first time that I will have spoiled something that's his, surprise to share.
So, isn't that what marriage is, though? I mean, I don't know. And it's what I've heard.
Well, I'm trying to be cognizant of that and not be a dick. And so I took the dick pics down.
Let's get shit there.
Yeah. And luckily, Tasia hadn't even seen it yet, although she did get a notification that there was
a tag.
And then I had also posted it in my personal feed. So then she also got a notification about that and was like, what? And I was like, don't worry. In 2 days, you'll know.
I'll tell you when you're 2 days older.
Yeah. So, yeah, I got a penis cactus. A bunch of other plants and flowers. I thought about Jack. I love flowers. And I got just a really good haul of flowers. And I know how much he thinks that's the worst thing ever.
I saw that. I'm so jealous. I'm still waiting for Valentine's Day flowers. So I looked at your Insta feed with much envy. They are beautiful.
Well, thank you. It wasn't all from Frank, although he got the beautiful orchid that you see in the picture. And then... also the penis cactus, of course. But a lot of
hair.
Yes. Very sort of masculine and feminine. But yeah, a lot of people that hung out with us on Sunday brought me flowers, which was great. And I also, speaking of books, which we're not speaking about books right now, but this will be a teaser to go listen to the patrons thing. I got a lot of books too that I'm really excited about. And yeah, so it was good. Good, good. Some witchy stuff, because, # pagan or whatever.
I'm looking at the screen cap I took of your peni cacti. And I like how they all are little decorated with maybe cactus rings, if you will. peanut cacti rings almost.
Yeah, did they come that way?
So you're referring to the little flowers?
Yeah, they're really
that are like,
I mean, those are cactus flowers, but
yes, they're cactus flowers that are growing literally like right where the where sort of like the, separation yeah. between the head and the shaft would be.
Yeah, it's amazing. It's incredible.
It's it looks great. Pretty amazing.
Yeah. How does that happen naturally?
I don't know.
There's so many questions.
I don't know.
Because the universe wanted Shandy to get these cacti in her life.
Yes. Hashtag team universe.
Yes. Well, so Frank was telling us about like when he actually was buying them, he was so excited about them. And he said there's this old lady who came up and was like admiring them because they're just really beautiful cacti. And he was like, yeah, they're so phallic. And she was like, what? What? And he's like, phallic. Huh? Phallic. Like a penis. And she was kind of like, and then he was like, but not a couple minutes later, I noticed that she was over at the stand with all the cacti.
I can imagine him saying that in his French accent too.
Right.
Amazing. So, okay, so the reason I screen capped your penis flowers was because you had the poll. I know, this is getting better. You had the little question thingy, how much do you love this shape? So I, you know, slid the little bar over to the end, right?
Like
I raised it up. And it said, and of course it went away just as I screen capped it, but it said average response. And I thought that was really funny.
Average response was at full mast.
Wow.
That is awesome.
Lucky poll.
Lucky poll.
I did the poll as well under my personal Insta account, and I had this moment of like, I don't know, shame, embarrassment, like, oh my God, panic, because I also tried to slide the thing over all the way to full mast, and somehow my finger, like, I don't know, something about the touch screen, and it didn't go all the way up, and then I couldn't change it. I was like, what's going to happen?
Sometimes things happen and you just have to live in the moment.
I suppose, but I couldn't help but thinking, well, like, what are Amanda and Colleen going to think when they look at, like, because you can see, like,
the results. You can see the results.
Like, what are they going to think when I myself was not fully excited about the cacti, okay. The peni cacti?
You know what?
But I was.
You just can't get it all the way up, and we love you regardless.
Thank you. I tried my best, and, like, really, the sentiment was there, so.
That's all that matters. You tried your best.
Yes. It was just a little, like, a premature finger, I don't know.
Yep. You'll get them next time, Tiger.
You'll get them next time, Tiger. I will say, because I realized that it wouldn't do, because I wanted to like redo it so I could get the screen cap with the average and then like post it to our Insta or to be like,
oh man, that's too bad.
I know. Yeah. That's okay. We'll get them next time again.
Yep, we'll get them next time, Tiger.
But yay, I'm glad that your birthday was great. Welcome to the 35 Club. I've been in for 2 weeks. It's not so bad.
It's good. It's good. 35 is good. It's good age. Happy to be here.
Woohoo! Oh. I did something for the first time ever yesterday, and I'm like super stoked about it, but it is so beyond nerdy that I feel like I shouldn't share it. And then I'm like, of course I should share it.
Well, I think now you have to.
Yeah, now you're going to have to.
So for 2.5 years, I've had the Geocache app on my phone, and I've been, every so often, I try to find one, and I could never find it. And yesterday, after 2.5 years, I have finally, because I joined it in April 2016, so almost 3 years, I have finally found my first geocache, and I was so excited about it that I opened the little box and like promptly dropped it and everything spilled out of it. I was like, no wait, please, and it was on like a riverbank. I was, please don't fall into the water, this is my first time.
See, you get a little overexcited your first time sometimes.
You just fumble around in the dark or the sunlight in my case, and well, anyway, totally dorky.
Wait, so this is still like, this still exists? Like, are there things hidden out there all over the world?
There are.
I have kind of forgotten what this geo thing is.
People hide like little trinkets places, and then they put the coordinates into an app, and you can go and find, you can download it for free and check it out. I mean, that's what I pretty much did for a while before I really started to kind of find one. And, you know, they'll have coordinates and sometimes they'll have hints and other people will log if they found it. But I was so proud of myself because, again, I was reading like the log for this particular one and I had tried to find it four times before and I couldn't find it over 3 years. And I was, you know, like reading the log and somebody's like, I created an account and this was my first ever, just created it this morning. This was my first ever one. And I was like, I am finding this fucking thing today. That's it. And I did. And I went to my office and I was like, guess what I did, everybody? And they were like, all right, calm down.
This sounds familiar, but it also sounds a little bit like Pokemon Go, but with real things.
It's kind of like Pokemon Go with real things, yeah. I guess. I never played Pokemon Go.
So, ergo, it's probably less nerdy than Pokemon Go because in the end, you end up with something tangible and real.
You do, but I didn't take little trinkets because they were NC State coins and I don't really follow any of the college teams. So I kind of just left the coins for people that are actually NC State fans. But whatever, I don't know. It was really cool. I'm excited. Yay, go me. I did something.
Wait, because what happens if you take the thing?
Usually you can put like another trinket back in there that replaces it. And you sign the little
log. Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, so I signed the little log book with like my initials. Like I put the date in my initials and like kind of like left it. But I don't know, it was really cool. And I asked Jay, I was like, Jay, you know what we should do together? We should go geocaching because now I can totally do it. And he was like, what if I don't wanna? And I was like, look. You love to play games, and I love to be outside walking around. This combines both worlds. And he was like, can't we just play Gin Rummy?
Shared hobbies are very important for a couple's success.
Yeah. I think the geocaching might be my own my own hobby. Every couple of years, I'll find one. But that was really cool. The only other really thing I did was we had a massive scandal in our house last week. It was the culmination of several weeks. Okay, so I'm eating a Ritz cracker, right?
And I was going to say, it doesn't have to do with Ritz crackers.
It has to do with Ritz crackers. We are huge Ritz fans in our house. As you know, I've had to hide them. And a couple of weeks ago, I bought a box of Ritz, and it was the regular salted kind. It was right around my birthday. And we opened it up, and it was the unsalted one, like Nabisco had put the wrong crackers into the salted Ritz box. And nothing sucks more.
Hold the phone.
Yeah.
They make unsalted Ritz crackers.
I know, right?
It's what are they, air?
Well.
Like, all they are is salt.
I know. That's why we were like, gross. So we kept trying to pawn them off on Alex, who was probably like, no. And he kept throwing them on the floor. And we were like, this is great. If we give it to him and he throws it on the floor and we have to throw it out, we're not technically wasting it. I know, right? Please, please, nobody email me. I recognize that that is something made up in my head. But, okay. So, we had this box until, like, forever. Until, I don't know, I think one night we drank a little bit and we're like, let's just finish the Ritz, even though they're disgusting. So, okay, flash forward to last week, which would be like a week and a half later, go back to a different Target, buy the Ritz, bought two boxes this time. One of those boxes was lightly salted, not full on salt. And it was confirmed.
I knew there were so many types of Ritz crackers.
Oh, there's a million types of Ritz crackers. There's flavored Ritz.
What?
Yeah. We used to get the garlic butter flavored ones. They're not bad. But no, there's flavored Ritz. There's like all sorts of different types of Ritz. There's like whole wheat ones, which we've had to do in a pinch before. But let's be honest.
There's plenty of better whole wheat crackers. That's not what you're going to a Ritz for.
If you're going to like go the healthier option, you're not eating Ritz for the healthier option. So,
right.
Yeah, they were lightly salted, as confirmed by the fact that we opened the second box and like the salt was visible. And it's like every sleeve in there. So, Jay was so funny. Jay picks up the Ritz. He throws it down on the counter. He's like, what the fuck, Nabisco? It was really funny. So, the moral of the story is somebody at Nabisco is clearly day drinking and not doing the right thing.
It's a conspiracy, I say. It goes to the very top.
Yeah, to the very top. But anyway, It was so traumatic, though. And then we finally ended up going to Costco because we were like a little like once bitten, twice shy. And we ended up buying like the huge, like, you know, 150 Ritz crackers in one box. And we were like, please, dear God, we can't have 150 unsalted crackers. But thankfully, all has been well. But that was our great Ritz saga. I had nothing else.
So what have you done with all the inferior Ritz crackers? They didn't all end up on the floor, did they?
No. We ate the lightly salted ones. We just kind of like interspersed them like with the regular ones. So we had like both sleeves going.
Nice. Can you find a really yummy dip to mask the saltless flavor?
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, see, I don't like my crackers bare. Like, I don't like them naked. I gotta like, with I salt. Gotta have some clothes on my crackers. I'm a prude that way.
Well, that's
they're
fair.
Like they're just, you know, they're a vessel for something tastier. I feel like crackers.
I love dip, but I don't need dip. Like I'm, you know, perfectly content with eating. If there's salt, like all day long.
Oh, see, I'm the reverse. Like, I could just eat the dip with, like, a spoon. I don't even need the cracker, which is a very gross thing about myself, I just admitted. So that's great.
Yeah, not at all. No, I bet you there are people listening right now that like some gross things that's, like, legitimately gross. I'm talking about you, JP, but...
I am talking about the mayonnaise and the ramen.
I love Duke's mayo. Like, Duke's mayo is great. I put that on anything. I'm going to do. I sometimes do cream cheese and hot sauce on celery.
Oh, yeah, no, that's great. That's really good. That's not gross. That's delicious.
Well, we established a couple of weeks ago that I put hot sauce on everything.
As you should.
As you should.
Just not Ritz crackers.
I would, if I could.
I would too, actually. That actually probably is delicious.
Oh my God, I should have totally put... Why didn't I think to just put the hot sauce on the non-salted Ritz?
I don't know.
I don't either. Anyway, did you guys watch the Oscars?
No.
Yes.
We watched the True Detective finale, and then once it was over, we went on ABC's YouTube and watched all the highlights of the winners. I've watched the Shallow performance no fewer than... maybe 50 times. Like, I had it on my phone on my desk yesterday and just, like, kept playing in a repeat. I was like, they do such a great job. I mean, he's so flat, but I don't care because it's so great.
It's true. He's not a very good singer.
He did okay. I think he got better as the song went on. So I'm willing to chalk that up to nerves, but fucking Gaga killed it.
Well, of course. Mm-hmm. That was, like, not a surprise at all.
I know.
Yeah, no, I thought it was a pretty good show. I was actually in D.C. this weekend, and I came back on Sunday.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I got
just in time to have a little dinner and watch the Oscars. But I liked it. I actually didn't miss the host.
Yeah.
Well, it was just at the very end.
The host doesn't do much.
Yeah, no, they really don't. And I think they had enough... like funny people presenting that they were able to kind of keep things moving. It was really just at the end. It was really kind of awkward because, you know, I mean, the best picture was kind of a poor choice. And then you just had poor Julia Roberts being like, me? Oh, okay. Thanks for watching. I love you kids. See you next year. Goodbye. And it was just like really uncomfortable. And it was like a little like, oh crap. We forgot to plan this part of the show.
Right.
But otherwise, I thought it was great.
I'm drinking champagne tonight because in honor of Spike Lee. Did you see his press conference thing at the end, like the press room? You should watch it.
No, but I heard about it.
He is wasted. He comes in, he's like, this is my sixth glass. Any question that, you know, like he would just take a sip and be like, hold on, I need a sip of this, and then he would like answer like hysterically. He was trying to say hashtag Oscars so white, but you know how when you drink too much and you start to slur things together, so like you cut syllables out?
Yeah.
So he'd be like, skurs white, like it was just, and you could tell he was trying, and I was like, oh, I've been there, buddy. But it was awesome.
I did really see funny. His I saw his acceptance speech. That was the one part of the whole thing that I saw. And I feel okay with that.
Cool.
Yeah. There were some good moments. Black Panther won a lot of stuff.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, probably
I saw that twice in the theater.
Yeah.
Like coming from me, that's
a lot.
A lot of times.
Yeah. So, Olivia Colman's acceptance speech was pretty great, I thought.
It was pretty great. Yeah, I saw that as well. Hers was great. I felt bad for Glenn Close because she was, you know, everybody said she was going to win, and Olivia Colman clearly did not expect to win, but it was pleasantly like, you know, it was so humbling and
yeah, she's also just the best. I love her so much. Like everything she does. I am like such a fan of hers.
Awesome.
But yeah, and to go back to like Oscars Are So White, it was kind of refreshing to see a more diverse pool of people on the stage this year. I feel like a lot more ladies accepted awards this year than in the past. Still a long way to go, but it was refreshing to see like the notable difference from whatever Oscars Are So White. Well, Oscars Are So White is every year of the Oscars. Like, let's be real. It was nice to see Oscars a little less white.
Yes. I thought Amy, Tina, and Maya were really funny in the beginning.
Yes. I would like them to host just about anything. They are like my favorite. I want to be their fourth best friend.
Me too.
Okay. Four and five. Shannon, you want in two? You can be friend six.
Yes. As soon as I Google who they are.
Amy Poehler, Tina Fey, and Maya Rudolph.
I know two of three.
You know,
doing well.
You know three of three. You know Maya Rudolph, too. She's from SNL. She was...
What's her last name?
Maya Rudolph. You know exactly who she is.
Do, 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 do. Oh, I do know her. See? Yeah. And I like her.
Yep. Yep. Friend six. Come on aboard.
All right. I'm there for it.
All right. Cool.
She's in The Good Place.
Is she?
Right. She plays the judge, right? That doesn't give anything away. That's not a spoiler. Because you don't know when. Okay, fine. I'll stop talking. Whatever. It's a spoiler.
It's not a spoiler to me. I don't know anything. All right. But yeah, Amanda, was DC fun though?
DC was really fun. I went to the National Portrait Gallery, which I had never been to before. Got to see Michelle Obama's portrait, which was really cool. Saw the like Hall of Presidents portraits, which, you know, was fine, but was actually pretty, it was cooler than I thought it would be because it was kind of interesting to see the progression and like what art trends were going on like at, at each time. Like I didn't realize. So like JFK's portrait was done by de Kooning.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah. And it like really, right. And it like really stood out. And it is very different from the rest. And even like Bill Clinton's is really kind of abstract too, which I thought was like pretty, pretty surprising. And, you know, of course there was like a huge line around the Obama portrait, which is really just pretty stunning in person. But yeah, it was a great trip. I was down there visiting my old roommate, who I lived with for 6 years. I've lived with longer than she's lived with her husband, so I'm just going to throw that out there.
No big deal.
You know, not judging. It's not a competition, but I'm winning for now.
One more hope that at some point you're not winning.
Yeah. Certainly, yeah. It's a race that I will happily fall behind at. But yeah, it was a really, really great trip.
Awesome.
Yeah, I wish it wasn't quite so far away, but DC is a great city to go visit. So
yeah, it really is.
Yeah, I've only been to DC once. It was when I met RBG. Have I mentioned that?
Maybe once or twice.
Hashtag no big deal. I would go again. Yeah. Like I would meet you and our mutual friend there.
Yeah, let's do it.
Yeah, let's plan a trip.
That'd be great.
Sweet. All right, cool.
They have a guest bedroom. We can snuggle.
I would love to snuggle with you.
I know. This trip just keeps getting better, huh?
Oh, my goodness. All right, cool. I think that it is time to bring in a new segment that I think we're going to maybe. I mean, I don't think. We're doing it. So clearly we're going to try to make it a thing. I explained this in our Patreon bonus show, but I have these two books right here that I found at Barnes & Noble's this past weekend in the bargain section. So, I mean, really, you can't get much better. 3,000 Would You Rather questions and 3,000 questions about me. As you can see, I still have the price tag on them.
They are a bargain.
Yeah.
They are a bargain. I thought that every couple of weeks we could pull this puppy out and answer some questions about ourselves or whatnot. And we'll also do it for the bonus content as well, as we did. So let's do this week. I had like three other things that I was going to put in this portion of the show. But then once I found these, I was like, oh my God, forget it. We're doing this.
I am narcissistic. I love it. Me too.
Okay, fabulous. There's like some great questions in here that don't take long, that I think will inspire discussion, but they don't have to take long necessarily to answer. I don't know if we want to pull a number like we did in the bonus show, or if you just want me to ask a good one. I think for today, in honor of the inaugural one, we should stick with the same numbers that we picked, because both of them are amazing questions that are
all right.
Okay. Yeah, I trust you. Let's do it.
Okay. So do we want to start with number 24 or number 224?
24.
Okay. Everyone can figure out why we went with these numbers. Number 24. What do you value most in your friends?
Have to pick just one thing?
No. Well, okay. No. You can just like say something first and then work from there.
Okay.
I've got a couple of things.
Go okay, for it.
You go first.
And I'm sorry if this makes me sound like an asshole, but if you're going to be my friend, you sure as hell better be an interesting person. I really value people who I find interesting.
I feel like that's 100% fair.
Okay.
Yeah.
And I fully understand that I am probably not interesting to everyone else. So that's cool. Like, they don't need to be friends with me.
Well, that's the thing. And then you find just like might not be interesting to other people either.
Yeah.
Right. Well, I think that's inherently like how we become friends with people, because we find them interesting.
Right. There have been these people before where it's like, they're nice. And then I feel kind of bad because like after hanging out with them for a while, I just don't really want to pursue it any further. And it's not that they're mean or they did anything wrong, but they're just like, nice is not enough. It is important, but it's not enough. You have to be interesting. And I want to be able to be myself around my friends, which comes with a lot of like weirdness. But also it's like a feeling of like feeling comfortable with someone in a way that like they won't judge you and will accept the weirdness, maybe.
Yeah.
If that makes any sense.
No, that makes complete sense.
I remember vaguely the moment I realized that you couldn't be yourself around everyone.
Yeah. Like your deep self. Like censor myself like we all do in certain situations. Like that, you know, I have like my work self.
See, where there's like
certain colors that I don't fly at work or topics that I don't talk about at work. And I know that, yes, it's not the same for Colleen maybe, but like, I feel like that's normal to around certain people or around certain family members, you're not going to like, you know, but around my friends, like, I don't want to feel like I need to ever really be like,
exactly. And you know. Even in every job that I've ever had, like, I always thought like, you know, I remember the moment when I realized, maybe it was this year when I had to start saying forkin' instead of fucking in public, but I'm always learning that sometimes you can't always be yourself in every situation. But I like that.
Yeah, I like that too. Those are really good ones.
Yeah. Amanda, what character, what do you, what's the fucking question again? What's the question again?
What do you value in friends?
What do you value in a friend?
This is hard. I should have gone first because I feel like yours are so good that I feel like mine are going to feel a little underwhelming in comparison. That you just hit it out of the park, Shandy.
They're all good.
Those are really good though. I think honesty is really something I value in friendship. as someone who does like struggle to feel comfortable and be themselves in general situations, knowing that like you have supportive and honest people that will like kind of love you through that and like make you feel comfortable is obviously something I value, but also just kind of a necessity for me. Mm-hmm. Cause I can't be my best self and my best friend to you if I, you know, if it's not a safe space.
Yeah.
So I guess that, gosh, I don't know. I guess on the more trivial, I mean, having just being like a kind and like having a good sense of humor, I think are mm-hmm. always, good traits to just, you know, in a human being in general.
Yeah. Agreed for sure.
Yeah, I don't know. I guess, and everything Shandy said.
Yeah.
I'm thinking like on the flip side, like what I don't like in a person. And I can think of like a couple of friendships that ended over the past year or so. And one of them was like, again, it kind of goes back to like your honesty thing and like being interesting. Like I want somebody who's interesting, but is authentically interesting. Like, don't tell me what you think I want to hear or be the person that you think that I want to be. Like, just don't be fake, you know?
Yeah.
I'm not a fan of that. And if I start thinking that somebody is, then I don't like misrepresenting oneself, lying about yourself, lying about me.
Right.
Lying about anyone is just like not a good friend trait.
No.
Not just not a good human trait. Like forget, no. Like, yeah, sure, lie about yourself, whatever. But like don't be lying about other people.
Definitely don't be lying about other people, but like I don't like the thing that I'm thinking about in particular is like if somebody can sense that you're like super into something and so they like pretend that they are too.
So don't be like,
no, I'm like, person. You know, I'm like, but then to this other person, they're going to like they don't have their own real personality. I think that's sort of born out of like their own insecurities, but like you don't have your own strong personality. And so you'll just sort of like mold to whatever you think somebody else wants to hear. Like, I don't have
right.
time for that.
Right.
That's fair.
This is going to sound, I don't know how to like characterize this, but I feel like I'm at the point in my life where a good friend, other than you ladies, people that I can actually like trust and have discussions with that aren't going to judge me for being the weirdo that I am. But somebody that's like both a good like drinking buddy, a good movie watching buddy, and a good like, you know, workout buddy.
I like that.
You know, we could go to like Pure Bar. Like, I don't want to walk with you or run with you because that's the shit I do by myself. Unless if you want a geo.
Yeah, people that run with other people, it's just it's weird.
I sometimes do say that,
Mike but... and Shandy both run with other people, but I get
but
you.
Not but more often than not I don't.
Yeah, but you're also a real runner. I'm just an amateur, so I have to be focusing on breathing.
Right. No, what I like is. That's like my alone time is walking and running, but mm-hmm. it's like going to Pure Bar with somebody or going to Pilates with somebody, like, and you know, somebody that's also a good drinking buddy, not in the like, you know, go out and get shit faced way, but like somebody that's gonna have a beer or two with you and or a glass of wine with you, and you guys just shoot the shit and talk about, you know, what's going on in life and things, and you know, things that come out that might be more personal, or somebody that's gonna like hang out with you and watch a movie and chill. So I don't know, I feel like a good friend is somebody that encompasses those things for me, because those are all the situations for me in which laughter and personal conversation and sharing things kind of all come up. Also, mm-hmm. I would add somebody that would do a podcast with me, because
yeah,
that's when all the good shit really happens.
It's true. So I've been told.
Yeah. But all right. Let's get to question number 224. And I'm sorry if that response was weird, but hopefully you're all my real friends and accept it for as it is. All right. This question was made for me. Do you make a to-do list every day, weekly, or when? 8 days a week, baby. 8 days a week.
I generally make to-do lists at work, but it's not, it's, I have like ongoing lists and then sometimes I'll add to them and then sometimes I'll like sort of like attach another sticky note to it. So it's not like necessarily every day. It just depends how long it takes me to do the tasks on them.
Yeah.
So yes, for sure. Mostly for work. maybe not as much as you, Colleen, but constantly. But it's just not like a, I couldn't say exactly if it's like every day or every other day.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Amanda?
My to-do lists have to-do lists.
Yeah.
I'm a big fan. I have like a master list. And then when I get really busy, ooh, I do a daily list.
Oh. Yeah.
Dude,
which I find very therapeutic. And Colleen, you probably do this too, because you're like the queen of lists. But I started when I was really, really busy at work. I started getting into the habit of every morning I would sit down before I did anything else. I just wrote down the things I felt like I needed to accomplish that day.
Ooh.
Yes.
It was life changing. It was really, really great.
Honestly, you know, kind of more like anxiety kind of issues are way more under control when I am in a period where I am doing that all the time.
Yeah, I could totally see that.
Even if I don't even get to half the things on the list, the fact that they're there and I'm not going to forget to do them the next day, it really helps. And because I do the like bullet journal thing, you can actually, sometimes I'll do the next couple of days. Like if there's something like, okay, let me see. For example, if I'm making a list on Sunday and I know I need to do something on Tuesday, I'll, you know, each day is a new day in the list. So I'll go to a couple of pages ahead and go to Tuesday and write down, okay, here's what I have to do on Tuesday. Because I used to put the Tuesday thing on like Sunday and then carry it over to Monday. And then now I know that like bullet journals have like rules and codes and stuff, but I do it how I want to do it.
Yeah.
And that's kind of how I do it. Anyway, so yeah, lists are the best.
That's great. I love that idea though, Amanda. I think I'm going to maybe try to adopt that.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't do it all the time. I just do it when I'm like particularly busy and feeling stressed out. And to Colleen's good point, it does alleviate some of the like fear and anxiety because there's a physical place and you don't have to worry about forgetting those things because there's a written record of them.
Totally. Yeah. No, because the forgetting factor, I mean, that's like, a lot of times, like half of my lists really are things that I'm like, oh shit, I need to write this down, otherwise I'll forget.
Yeah.
Yep.
And yeah, but I like that structured approach.
Yeah. Morning. I do a lot of reminders in my phone too.
I do phone reminders too, and I write them down because sometimes I'll do it in the morning. Sometimes I'll do my list at night the night before for the next day.
Ooh, that's good.
Sometimes I'll do it in the morning, but I would say that the majority of the time I do it when I first get to work. Like I'll run down, I'll get coffee, and then I'll sit there and I'll do the list because a lot of the times I will think of what I have to do in the car on the way to the office. And sometimes if it's something I think I'm going to forget by the time I get in, which happens a lot, that's what she said, Matt, I know. I'll like voice memo it to myself in the car to, you know, make sure that I write it down. But I always have to like write it down for reference. And I do have some things that are like ongoing for like months now. For example, remember when Zach and I got that really bad stomach virus over Labor Day weekend? Okay, well,
sure.
Yeah.
We did. And so we got sick on the Monday. And on that Saturday and Sunday, I had gone through all of our clothing. Like Alex, Zach's, mine, Jay's, put them in boxes to donate and then had started to look up places in Raleigh to donate them to and, you know, had everything all set. And then that Monday when I was, you know, going to like label where each one goes and you know, kind of pack them up all nicely because I kind of just threw them in there. I was so sick that I never ended up doing it. And pretty much every day since September, I've had on my list finish the donation stuff. And every day it hasn't gotten done. So we're at the point where Jay is like, I am going to take this shit to the dump if you don't just do something about it.
Oh, but the day that you do.
Yeah, I know it's going to be great.
I feel good.
I know where I'm going to bring. I know where I'm going to bring everything now, at least. So,
yeah, but I relate so hard to all of that. Like so hard. I think that's also kind of the benefit of having a subway commute. Is because same thing. I get a lot of. I remember a lot of things that I need to accomplish while I'm on the subway, and I do have the ability to just like put stuff on my phone because I'm not the one that's operating the vehicle that is getting me to work. Oh, so that's pretty cool. And same, when I was trying to plug in my computer earlier and with all the rustling, it's because there's a huge box of crap stage right over here that is full of things to donate that have been sitting there all for about a month. And I just haven't gotten around to it.
Yeah. The chair that I'm sitting in for the last few weeks, every time, you can't see it because it's behind you in front of me. I put it on my bed because there's a pile of clothes that I want to donate as well. That's just sitting there. And it's like, because part of me wants to totally like ConMarie at least my bedroom. And then another part of me is like, just take it now. And then mostly I just end up doing other things.
These are fun. We've learned a lot about each other.
I know.
We've learned that all of us have clothes that are waiting to be donated.
We've learned that we're all essentially the same person with tiny differences.
We did.
Yes,
we did.
Yes.
All right. I'm not going to even say anymore. But
I will say, though, at some point I might need a tutorial about how to set reminders on my phone, because I realized that I don't really know how to do that. And Colleen was telling me one time when I was thinking about my nephew's birthday in February, and she was like, oh, just set a reminder like a week before. And I thought that I did, but a week before nothing happened, and I ended up being late for his birthday. And today I sent him something, so it'll be about a week late for him, but at the same time I sent something for another one of my nephews, and it'll be just like right on time.
Yeah, well, you know what you can do is you can set the birthday in your phone calendar, set it as an all-day event, and then if you scroll down, it will say notify me, and you can pick like one day before, 1 week before.
Oh my God.
Oh, right. You can. I always do 1 hour before, but yeah, you can do.
Oh my God. Thank you. Okay. You just changed my life.
Yeah. You're welcome.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. I used to do 1 week before and then realized that, you know, I'm always a hit snooze person. So now I've got to do like the 2 weeks before option in order to actually get it done. When really, if I did like the 1 day before, I'd be like, oh shit, I've got to do this by tomorrow. And then I would do it. So whatever. Anyway, okay, let's get into some feedback. I am very pleased at how well my bargain book get to know you section has gone so far.
Yeah, it was awesome.
Podcast for tonight. But yeah, okay, let's get into some feedback/feedback. What? I guess we will begin with a second assault update. For those of you who are new listeners to the show, Second Assault, we had is a documentary that was made by... Oh, actually, Amanda, why don't you explain what it was? Since I've done a lot of talking, and you can probably explain it quicker than I can because I talk a lot.
No, it's all good. So Second Assault is a documentary short produced by a friend of mine. Well, now friend of the pod. Jillian Corsi and her directing partner, Amy Posner, and talks about Jillian's experiences in college with sexual assault. And she sort of traces the steps of, she confronts her, not her accuser, but she like confronts the police that responded to the situation when she was in college, and she kind of goes on this journey. And it's a really great little film. It's been touring around various film festivals across the country. They've won a lot of awards, like they're kind of badasses, whatever, they're great. But they have come up into some issues as they're trying to prepare the film to put it online, to stream for free. They are having some problems with a song that they had originally licensed. It's a song everybody knows by the artist Melk. It's, the title of the song is escaping me at the moment. But it's a song that she made famous because she did a flash mob performance of it at the original Women's March. But they use this song at the end of the film, and it's really, really meaningful for both of them. And they think it really works with the film, and they really don't want to lose it. But because Melk is now signed to a new record label, they are having trouble with the licensing, and it's becoming very cost prohibitive. So they have put the request out to their supporters and to fans of the film to see if anyone has any connections with anyone at Atlantic Records, or if you happen to know any lawyers that happen to be well-versed in the licensing space. they don't want to do another crowdfunding because, you know, they've already asked their community so much and they've already had so much support, but they also really don't want to lose the song. Yes. So if you you know anyone, or if you are someone that you think could help in their situation,
please
hit us up.
Yeah, let us know, or you can probably reach out to them through Twitter or Facebook, because they have pages too. But the song is called "Quiet" by Milk.
Ah, thank you, thank
you. You're welcome. They really do want to use it, and they've had the license. They originally had the license in January 2016. The label wants $5,000 for them for only 5 years of use, which is kind of, you know, I mean, that's $1,000 a year, and they are a crowdfunded operation, so clearly that's, you know, going to be tough for them. But if you are interested in hearing more, and you aren't familiar with them because you started listening after they after they were on our podcast or whatever. And they originally appeared on our podcast and our Election Day 2017 Raw Revisited episode. If you want to go back and hear what they had to say, it's a great interview and they are very inspirational women. But if you are able to put them in touch with anybody, like Amanda said, you know, please let us know and help them out. Next up, we've got some face back feedback, farting in your facey back, if you will. Rose said that Broad's Day is the best day. Yay! Got had a couple of points of feedback for us, and it was number one, hidden treats. This was in, you know, about my Ritz. This is an ongoing issue at my house. Alex, my 12-year-old, has the best hiding spots. Hashtag no Ritz for Jay. Number two, I so empathize with the off day when every little thing seems to be going sideways. I always tell my wife I had a non-specific frustrating day. That's I could have saved us like 20 minutes of content last week. I just said I had a non-specific frustrating day today.
I also love that term, when everything goes sideways.
Yeah, everything does.
Yeah, I just love the visual on that.
Yeah. I love Amanda's idea for breaking the cycle of the day by completing one task. Great idea. Amanda, so cool that you produced Rocky Horror. What role did you covet in the play? I'm guessing Magenta, but perhaps Janet?
And I said Magenta or Columbia because, you know, tap dancing.
Yeah, tap dancing. Plus, you just actually came back from the DC residence of our Janet.
That's true. And I would never even dream to think I could even come close to how perfect she was for that part.
She was so great.
Yes. You were also pretty great as well, my friend. At least we not forget Colleen was one of the very talented people in the cast as well.
Oh, my goodness. I was in the chorus, which was actually kind of fine for me because I got to wear lingerie and awesome shoes and dance in them around for the entire show. And yep. I was so happy to, because we did so much dancing and that was just so much fun. And I can't imagine actually doing anything other than the like little peon role that I was in. So that was like really awesome. And I have no regrets.
I agree. Sometimes a show like that, it's more fun to be in the chorus because you really get to be in all the best numbers.
We were in all the best numbers. And then finally, he says, Shandy, I have not yet unveiled the Broad's Day graphics because my first couple of attempts were complete crap. They just did not fully capture the happiness that is Broad's Day. But I have not given up. You'll get there.
Good things come to those who wait.
Good things come to those who wait. Will said, listening to the broadcast earlier while driving home in the snow, and he actually put a video in the Facebook group of a clip of him listening to me talking about how my nair went horribly wrong. As you can see, I need to re-nair, and I've needed to re-nair for like 2 weeks. And luckily, I'm not one of those people that like need to nair every month. It's, you know, every, you know, 5 or 6 months, I guess. I haven't done it, even though I've bought like new nair, because it was so like awful that last time that I did it, where you could like see it on the video, that I haven't done it yet. But I need to. And I'm assuming because I was in like 3 year expired nair last time I used it, that was probably why it looked so terrible. And now that I have new nair, which I did take a Sharpie and write on the outside of the box the date that I bought it, so I would know to like throw it out like 2 years from now. But nice. Anyway, I'm really, really, really excited that Will is catching up because Will is the best.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. And then Mike was like, have you signed the petition, Will? And Will is like, I'm going to get back to you in about 30 episodes from now. He just doesn't know it yet. Hashtag Mattsplaining, the Oregon town joke. So this was the joke that we didn't get last week, which I normally cut those things out, but I kept it in last time because I thought it was fun. The Oregon town joke was about the towns and the sex toys that they buy.
Ah, now, gotcha. Yeah.
And then he said there were 4 American Pie movies with the original cast, wow, and 4 direct-to-video spinoffs.
Wow. Yeah,
there's problematic stuff in them, but at least we're seeing progress with something like Blockers. Oh my God, I was just talking about Blockers to somebody today. My boss and I were talking about it. So she won the Oscar pool for this like dude, this older gentleman in our like work community who does like a Oscar pool every year. And her prize for winning the pool was because he reviews movies like and does like a blog on it. She could pick any movie that she wanted him to review. And she was like, oh my God, what should I pick? And I was like, you should totally have him do Blockers. I think it could be great.
Yep.
Yeah. And I actually had beers with Carmen, our new listener that I work with, yesterday as I'm recording this. And she was mentioned our American Pie and Russian Doll discussion last week. And she's apparently like a huge Natasha Lyonne fan. And said that Slums of Beverly Hills holds up much better. So if we wanted to rewatch that, which I might, I haven't seen that movie since it was in theaters.
I've never seen it, period.
Yeah, either.
It's fun. I mean, you know, it's no Bring It On, but for the time period, from what I remember. And then... JP said, Broads, I suggest the movie Fighting With My Family, incredibly inspirational movie about a young woman who wanted to become a WWE wrestler. Yes, it choked me up a little bit. And yes, I left the movie ready to reach any goal I could set for myself.
Yeah, I've seen the trailer for that. I can't remember what movies I went to see that the trailer aired before, but it looks really good.
Yeah, nice. I've never even heard of it. So
me neither.
I have to check it out. And then, so we have something from Christy, but I think we may have to wait for next week for this, because I think this is going to be some discussion, unless you guys want to do it now. And that would be an article. It was based on a tweet from a woman. All unwanted pregnancies are caused by irresponsible men. Do we want to talk about this now, ladies?
We can put it for next time, because there's also the USA Today article.
Yes. Yeah. Okay, cool.
Yeah, let's talk about it next week. I feel like we really need to give this a proper amount of space and time to really, really unpack it.
Yeah, that's fine. I mean, this is a great Twitter thread. And I would love to talk about this. But we did do our bonus show ahead of time, so it is getting kind of late in our world. So stay tuned, Christy and Amy and everybody else that said they wanted to know what the Broads thought about this. Because we've got thoughts. Don't you worry.
They got probably... thoughts, and we need to be fully carb loaded and ready to to expound upon them.
Oh my God, I feel like we need to be more liquided up to share our thoughts on this.
Yeah,
that too.
Yeah,
gonna have a bowl of Wheaties and a shot of tequila.
Woo! Let's all do got tequila shots and then talk about abortion next week. Woo!
Yeah.
Yep.
All right.
Yep. Limber up, guys. Stretch out. Get ready. Train in the off season. It's gonna be real.
Yeah, I'm gonna talk. I'm gonna hold us to that. I haven't drank my little tequila thing, so
I haven't. Oh, that's right.
Next week is episode 333. So, what a better way to celebrate such a lucky episode than doing got tequila shots and talking about pro-choice?
But do we want to do got tequila shots live? Should 333 be live?
I believe that's what. Got wanted. I believe he wanted to do it live so that he could do it with us.
No, then he can send us more tequila. It's only a mail fraud. It's not. It's all. I mean, it's only like a felony. It's cool. But I just noticed that there's three T's in Got Tequila, hashtag Got Tequila.
Three T's, three threes.
Exactly. That's exactly it. And we will even name next week's episode Three T's, Three Threes.
I like Perfect. It. I like it.
I'm going to write that down now because I'm never going to remember that one.
Or put a reminder on your phone.
Right.
I don't know how I'm even going to spell that one, but I'll figure it out. I've got a week and a half to figure that one out.
Yep. You've got this.
Okay. Yes. Yeah, so we will totally talk about this next week. And then finishing up this segment, I got an Instagram message from Tenacious DJC who said, hey, this is going to be really random. And it was, but it was also awesome. And he sent it on January 30th. So I'm so bad at Instagram that I checked this 3 weeks late because I didn't even realize I had a message.
Wait, was it on the Broad's Instagram or on your Instagram?
No, it was on my Instagram.
Okay, because I was going to say part of the problem too with the Broad's Instagram is like I always feel like, do I check the message or do I let the other people check the message? Or if I check it, are they going to see it? What do I do?
I always check it and then mark it as unread.
You can do that?
You can mark it as unread?
Yeah.
Yes, you can mark it as unread. Okay. That little, if you're looking at it on your phone, that little envelope, just hit that, and then it marks it as unread.
But then how are we going to know when it's, ready to be done?
Well, I just figure that's not my job. It's not my task within the group, so I figure it's better that I just kind of fly as a ninja, and I read it, and I mark it as unread.
Okay, this is fascinating. I'm so glad I just learned something. Going back to this. Because again, I'm sure I had this little notice on Insta for 3 weeks, clearly, and just had no idea how it worked. Because, sometimes you have the notices and all I want to do is suggest you people to follow. And I'm like, oh, that's a waste of my time. I follow lots of people. I don't know. Anyway, he said, listening to the latest episode and heard you talk about a movie where a kid pees on the dinner to save his family. I'm pretty positive the movie you're referencing is Trolls 2. I would have posted it on Facebook, but I'm not on Facebook. Sorry for the randomness. Okay, thank you so much because I have to say, literally everyone in the world knew about this movie but me, and I don't understand how everybody knew about it, but I appreciate everybody telling me because it's really awesome when you can go on a podcast and be like, so when I was 10 years old, I watched this movie and I don't know what it was called, and it was when my parents weren't home and a kid pees on his family's dinner and I never figured it out. And then you get a whole bunch of people who are like, well, that's Trolls 2, duh. It's a great world. It is a great world. That's all I've got to say. Hashtag what a wonderful world. Thank you. All right, let's finish this out with some hashtag Matt's what she said. What inappropriate things did we say last week? Unintentionally inappropriate things did we say last week?
I've always had it off, so I just thought it was a thing.
I had it off as well, and it was very appreciated.
I wish that it would happen to me.
You probably should have responded to this.
I did this big thing at work on Friday.
I don't know how you did that.
I kept hitting it.
Oh, hold on. Can I redo mine? I don't know how you did that.
I kept hitting it.
The thing I was trying to do accepted it the first time.
Wasn't that a great hiding spot?
So I got those out of my closet and I was like, just in case, this can make you feel better. But if you're not comfortable with it, I can do that.
I don't want an object that's going to freak you out.
I know where I'm supposed to aim it.
You got to make sure your cats aren't in the room when you pull that shit out. Can I just side note and say that my cat loves to watch me have sex? It's really weird.
Oh, totally.
Curve.
Totally, totally.
It's weird, right? Like, why?
It's just like they're napping on the bed and they don't really want to move. And
I kind of think that too, but it's really weird when they're looking up
Yeah, no, Captain has no real sense of boundaries. Yeah. So
because I used to think it was a hormones thing, but now I feel it's just a lazy boundaries thing where they're
This is interesting.
Sometimes I'm like, are you judging me right now?
Yeah, no, can't do it. Wears me out. Wears me out. okay.
That sounds like a Radiohead song.
It wears me out. Okay.
And
another
it
bonus.
Creeps me out.
It creeps me out. Okay.
She's a creep.
I'm a weirdo. Meow.
What the hell are you doing here? You belong in your kitty box.
What the hell am I doing here? Meow. Yeah. I don't belong here.
That's exactly what Zoe's thinking.
Meow, 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 meow. Okay, sorry, where were we?
What an instrument. That's not where we were. I skipped ahead.
No, no, we didn't tell her we were coming.
I wish I had taken a longer video and posted it.
What an instrument.
See if your picture has a friend of organ. See if your friend has a picture of the organ.
That's a good one.
I believe it's called an organ pick.
An organ pick.
I thought you were unveiling something 2 weeks ago.
I'm definitely willing to forgive them that because it's 8 minutes.
It could have gone an inch further.
This one's hard for me.
Every week Shandy does Andy.
That's true.
Oh, that was a good batch.
That really was. I feel like this is also what happens when we record for a really long time. I think we found out.
I know. Like, I wanted to actually
the silly point.
Yeah.
I wanted to originally do our patron show second because of the silly point. But I'm kind of glad that it's here.
Yeah, good for everyone.
Good.
I do have a real question, though. Does anyone remember what could have gone an inch further?
No, unfortunately, I don't.
I'm very curious to know, Matt.
I don't know. Moving on, well, Matt's going to have to let us know, or I guess maybe I'll re-listen. I don't know. All right, let's go on to, let's finish this show up with some Buttershy mails. But first, let's do our ad break real quick. The first one is actually from Fallon. It's a Betty Crocker recipe. It's called Slow Cooker Pork Ramen Recipe from Betty Crocker. And it is for our Wrong Way Ramen Cookbook, which we are totally doing. We now have two articles for it. or two recipes, rather. We have two recipes for it.
We have three. We have JP's and we have Dez's husband.
Yes. Oh, that's right. Okay, we have three now.
And I feel like they really, like, run the gamut.
They really do.
So this is a slow cooker pork ramen, which actually we had pulled pork on Sunday, and I gave Alex leftover or something else because I thought he wouldn't like it. I gave it to him yesterday just to see. He loved pulled pork. He ate so much of it. I was like, this is weird because you're, 12 months old, but okay.
I think he liked it. It's never too early.
It is.
Pulled pork is really good.
I know, but, I just thought, I wouldn't give him a hot dog yet, but apparently, he ate more than Zach. He ate it off of Zach's plate.
Wow. Wow.
I know, right? Maybe he'll like this ramen thing.
Yeah, this actually looks really, this is like some real ramen.
It is.
It takes 8.5 hours to cook.
That is some crazy ramen. I can post the link to this in the show notes if you're interested, but it involves pulled pork and mushrooms and onions and ginger and salt and garlic and chicken broth, because everything involves chicken broth, as I'm learning as I get older and cook more, and ramen.
It's true.
But yeah, so I will check it out. I will link to this in the show notes if you are willing to check it out, or maybe I should hold on to it for the cookbook that we now have three pages
for. For the cookbook, yeah.
For the cookbook.
Keep sending us your ramen recipes. Thank you. Our next email is from Joe.
Okay. Amanda, Shandy, and Colleen, I came across this article today and immediately wondered what your take on it would be. Since it's been 24 years since I had to register for Selective Service, I hadn't even given anything like this a thought, and I can't wait to hear what yours are. Love the podcast. Hashtag I'm with hers, Joe. And the article in question is from USA Today. Headline reads, "With women in combat roles, a federal court rules male-only draft unconstitutional."
My question would be, how is any draft constitutional?
Right.
Like, I sort of agree with the premise of, like, yeah, it is messed up to base it on gender, but I think it's, I think the overarching fucked upness is to have it at all.
It's kind of funny that Texas was the place to declare an all-male military draft unconstitutional.
Right.
I know. It's like, what does a place value more? Patriarchy or the military?
Right.
And they often intersect. So it's like, often, how do you,
the same.
Yeah, like, how do you, honestly, yeah, separate out?
This link came up in a PO, the Political Overflow Group for Jane Jack, Jane Jack Network. And I kind of was like, well, I'm kind of selfish and would never want to be drafted. So I guess I would, if I'm going to reluctantly agree with that, I kind of do, like, yeah, because I don't want to get drafted. But Jamie Jo kind of succinctly put it where she was like, fuck the draft altogether.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Right. So I would ask somebody who is feeling kind of about, okay, so like why, to maybe just like reflect on why you're having those feelings when applied to women, like why women shouldn't be drafted. Is it out of like an idea that that women should be protected? Is it out of a respect for their, you know, autonomy as people? Is it like, where is it coming from? And then maybe apply that to humanity as a whole, because I agree that it shouldn't be, I think it shouldn't be applied to anyone. Like, I don't think that you can take away someone's life. I just don't think that's, I don't think that's appropriate. And that's what drafting someone is potentially doing in the name of country, because that's where you happen to be born. Like, I just don't think that's right. But I'm not going to say like, we only need to protect the gentler sex, you know, because that's right. Also problematic.
Right.
Yeah. I think a draft doesn't feel terribly democratic.
No.
I mean, not that I'm a constitutional scholar or really that, that well-versed in, you know, what makes a democracy versus a republic versus a whatever. But just the idea of forcing your citizens to fight and be part of the military, it just doesn't feel right.
Like, I understand that in today's, like, time. But I can also understand back in, like, the revolutionary days or whatever. I don't even know if the draft applied back then, because it's 11:30 at night and it wasn't in Hamilton, so I don't know.
I don't think there was a draft.
But I can understand, like, the willingness to, like, kind of want to fight for that. And I can understand, like, drafting people in World War II because you were fighting against, like, the fucking Nazis. And,
but even
like,
that.
But don't you become like the Nazis if you're, you know,
right.
Like,
there was a draft in World War II, was there?
What?
It was only in Vietnam, right?
Right.
I don't know.
Although I will say, just to close this out.
Yeah, let's just close this out.
And then I have one more thing.
Yeah. Okay, fine. So then I'll close it out. Shandy will close it out. Colleen, if you want to close it out too, we can all three close it out.
We're closer.
It's 11:30 at night and I'm going to mute myself. Go.
Okay. So just to take it in a little more in a different direction, kind of practical.
Like the smart one?
Yeah. If I was someone who enlisted in the military, like I wanted to be there, I don't know if I would feel safe or comfortable fighting next to someone who was drafted. So theoretically doesn't actually want to be there. That's I feel like really that is more dangerous. And my life is now in danger because the guy next to me who's supposed to have my back, or the woman next to me, man or female, doesn't matter, doesn't actually want to be there.
True.
That's a very good point.
Great point.
I feel like that's, you know, it's like that's where danger and things can go wrong.
Yeah. I think it should always be a choice. And if our country really thinks that our unalienable rights are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, mm-hmm. then you can't force someone to potentially give up their life, period.
Yeah.
So you can't have it both ways. Sorry.
Yep. Agreed.
I'm going to edit out everything I said because that was like so super great. Both of you.
No, you had a good point. We just kept talking over it. We kept thinking you were done, and like,
well, to be fair,
we just weren't letting you get. We weren't letting you finish.
To be fair, if I want to finish, I'm gonna finish.
You too. I think we might. I think we have to leave all this in now. I mean, Matt.
Yes,
Matt needs this. Matt, do it for Matt.
I like that we all had three different perspectives on it, and I would love to hear like our lawyer friends, like Brian. To write in and let us know like what they think about the draft. And Nick, I mean, if you're listening, you're not in PO anymore, so you weren't a part of this discussion, but if you would like, we would love to hear your feedback on what you think about the draft and whether or not it's constitutional. But but if you do have an opinion on this, we would love to hear it, actually. thebroadcasters3@gmail.com or 331-276-2373. And speaking of our phone number, we actually did get a voicemail from this person that wants to be like the seventh abroad.
Oh gosh.
I know. Let's just listen and see what he has to say.
Hello, I'm Amanda Shandy Colleen. Happy birthday, Shandy. So I was inquiring as to who had the porn falling out of the ceiling story. That was me. Let me see if I can remember it. Let me tell you guys this enthralling tale. Oh, wait, I can't. No, not until I'm abroad. Goodbye.
Okay, well, that's a dick move.
Well, he really knew like how to hit me where it hurts, because I have to know the porn falling out of the ceiling story.
The porn. Okay, so if anybody here was a listener of Nonsense. No, not Nonsense. Yes, sorry. If anybody here was a listener of Mike and Dez's old podcast, Chatterbox, they told stories one day, and the one that Mike told was about porn falling out of a ceiling. And I don't know why it popped into my head a couple of months ago, and I don't know.
I don't know.
Oh,
hashtag no reason. Total coincidence.
Hashtag nobody thinks of porn falling out of a ceiling.
As you do. You know, we call that Thursday.
Yeah, exactly. But anyway, please. I'm going to link to the change.org petition in the show notes. If you have a second, as the show is starting to come to its conclusion, Mike would love for you to sign that. And we would love to hear Mike's story. Otherwise, we're going to have to all wait until the live show in May and make him tell it on the spot there. And I don't want to wait that long. And neither do you, because porn falling out of a ceiling is amazing.
It's true. Yeah. Subjectively funny.
It is. It is always objectively funny. All right, on that note, let's finish this up with an Andy story and an Andy story, an Andy email, and we will get the hell out of here before midnight. What?
All right, so going from porn out of the ceiling to Andy's virginity, Andy writes in, "Hey, broads. First, I hope Shandy had a happy birthday. Sorry, I forgot to wish it in my last email, but I guess it fits the theme of my segment of things happening later than we want them. Andy, it's all good. Sorry to hear Amanda and Colleen are experiencing similar winter funks. We know even with treatment for mental illness, rough patches still happen, especially in freezing weather and 8 hours of sunshine. Hopefully you're doing better this week. I'm doing better, but not much to report. I probably should mix up my routine a bit. I could definitely benefit from more exercise and better eating habits. Well, who couldn't? Getting out more will be easier once it warms up and we get more daylight. I know putting myself out there will help me on my way, but like exercising and eating better, it's easier said than done. However, I try to give myself a break considering the way my head works. Obviously, big changes take a lot of effort and some trial and error, but there are rewards for doing so. I just got to keep working at it, and who knows where I'll be at by Shandy's next birthday. Hashtag I'm with hers, Andy."
Nice.
Yeah. Yeah, man, this like polar vortex is definitely probably having like wreaking havoc on a lot of people. So I'm sorry if Andy, if you're experiencing that. I see people's posts and stuff from Montana and it's just god awful.
Yeah.
It's so long.
Yeah. It's been a rough winter. Yeah, not a ton of snow here, but just very cold and
yeah.
And it's cold and dark and there's no snow. It kind of feels like what's the point?
Yeah.
But yeah, I think healthy eating habits and exercise are always a good place to start.
Totally.
That always makes me feel 100% better.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree. I found a geocache yesterday, so I'm feeling great. I totally recommend adding that to your list of things that make you feel better.
Yeah, that's 4 years in the making.
Oh, man. Let's not add that caveat to it, because that makes it sound sad. I know I led with it, but...
I was just trying to make it seem as big as it is.
I'm totally going to make you both come with me for my second ever find in May. There's like a whole bunch in my neighborhood, apparently, so...
I would go. This sounds fun.
It is kind of cool.
Yeah. I'm into it.
Yeah. All right. Yay. All right. So thank you for that report, Andy. Keep us posted on how you're feeling. Can't wait to hear from you next week. Thank you to everybody else who sent us in some feedback. We really appreciate it. Thank you to our patrons. If you'd like to become a patron, you can go to patreon.com/JayandJack. As we've said the whole show, we've got bonus content. We do Jay and Jack shows having bonus content. Rumblecast is doing bonus content every week for the patrons. Survivor JJC had one, and it was me and my 4.5-year-old son. We did a mini Survivor cast, which was really adorable.
Cute.
It was, and it's you guys can both listen to it if you want. It's literally 2.5 minutes long, and it's super cute, and it's not spoiler at all. Thank you to everybody who is a patron. We really, really do appreciate it, especially Tack from Tokyo, Eckhart Rickner, Ed the Creepy Mailman, Joanne with a Plan, Maggie the Magnificent, and our newest member of the naming club, The Drake. Thank you, guys. That's what we came up on Survivor, but yes. Drake is...
Nice. I like it.
Yeah.
Succinct.
It is succinct in an otherwise not succinct group of podcasters. But... We really, really appreciate it. Oh, we've got a whole bunch of people who have become patrons at different levels. We've got John up to his level. Valerie is a new and Chris. So welcome, guys. Thank you so much. That it's really awesome. If you would like to shop through the Amazon affiliates link, you can go to jayandjack.com/Amazon and check out the broadcaster's Instagram page. We are Instagramming away. I might even, as I look at myself on this hangout, I might even Instagram myself with my mustache. Like, with the nair on myself. I may Instagram myself nairing. I don't know. Go to the
you definitely should. I basically Instagram my crotch, so I feel like you can do your...
Yeah. Check out the... maybe we'll repost the penis cacti. The penis cacti. Repost. After this show comes out, so anybody that missed it could check it out.
Yes.
So the Broadcasters 3, just search that on Instagram. And then we have a Twitter page, which is the Broadcast 3, because the Broadcasters 3 was taken. And yeah, I think that's about it for me. Thank you guys so much for listening. Anybody else have anything?
Nope.
Okay, cool. Oh, and did I talk about the March promo? We're doing the March promo again for Women's Month. So if you'd like to become...
Yes. Oh.
Awesome.
Yeah. So last year we did this and we'll do this again this year. If you would like to become a patron at the $15 or $5 or more level for the first month that you do it, you can do it at a special rate, which is, I think, 22% off? It's 75, 78%. Is that what it is? I don't know. Go to the thing and check it out. It's like $380 something for the $5 level, and I don't even remember what it is for the $50 level. But you'll get access for the month of March for the stuff that is comes out for the Patreon levels there. And then, of course, in April, if you want to maintain it, you just, you know, you can re-up it on your own. But yeah, check that out. Yeah, because we're doing that. We're doing that again. Happy March, everybody. And belated again, happy birthday, Shandy.
Thank you.
Yay.
Yeah. Thanks.
All right. On that note, my name is Colleen.
My name is Amanda.
And I'm Shandy.
Peace out.
Bye. Bye.